As many of you may know, KBOO's celebrating its 50th birthday this year, but there's another local cultural institution that's been around almost twice as long. The Portland Youth Philharmonic, locally grown since 1924, is now in its 94th season, and you have one more chance to see them live before they break for the summer. PYP will be performing Modest Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition on Sunday, May 6th, at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. In addition to the musical program, the performance is a celebration of musical director David Hattner's 10th anniversary with the orchestra and the return of former musical director Hugh Edwards as guest conductor. We're fortunate to have both Hugh and David in the KBOO studios to tell us more about the concert. Hugh and David, thanks very much for coming into KBOO today.
It's good to be here, Ken.
Thank you.
Hugh, let's start off with you first, since you came down from Olympia today. You served as musical director of the Portland Youth Philharmonic from 1995 to 2002. Will the concert on May 6th mark your first time back as guest conductor?
No, I've been back since I moved on. I've come back and done the alumni orchestra at the concert at Christmas a couple of times. But I think it was in the year after Mayan left, there was a year they filled in with guest conductors, and it was nice that they invited me back. And I think that was the May concert, the last one of the season. So I think it was around 2008. Well, that would be right, David, wouldn't it?
2007.
Oh, okay.
Oh, 2007.
No,
yeah.
Sorry. He's right. 2008.
Oh, okay.
So, I did that concert, and that was Bruckner's Fourth Symphony and Benjamin Britten's Sinfonia der Requiem. So I have been back as a guest conductor since I left.
And PYP has had only five musical directors in its 94-year history. Amazing. You succeeded Jacob Avshalomov, who led the orchestra for over 40 years. What was that like, taking over from a conductor whose name was synonymous with PYP for so many years?
Well, it was daunting at the time because, you know, I applied. I was at Northwestern, and I sent in my application, and I read all about the orchestra being the oldest youth orchestra in the country. And to be honest, I didn't think I had much of a chance to get the job. But, you know, I was hoping to get some auditions and stuff. And I got through each stage and And I had to come out for a month. And that was all February 95. I was out here for the whole month rehearsing and doing various things. And so it was a very thorough audition. So when I was out here for the month, I was able to meet with Jacob several times. And you were just instantly aware of the history, the fact this orchestra then would have been, 70-odd years and just two conductors. And I remember saying, this is sort of rivaled only by Concertgebouw or Berlin, and times have changed, of course, since. But it was a great orchestra. I was aware of what it meant to this city and this state. It was a big feather in the cap to have the oldest youth orchestra program, upon which many other famous youth orchestras sort of based their own, such as Boston and New York. But it was daunting. But once I got the job, it was nice to be part of that legacy. And I never thought I'd see the day where I could say I am now the oldest living conductor of the PYP.
In a previous interview I read, you said you were inspired to conduct after seeing a concert in London. This is when you were just 11 years old. Can you tell us that story?
Well, it's been documented several times, but yes, I was at the Royal Opera House. I was at our school, and we went up to an education performance. So we got tickets, and our seats that we were allocated were on the side of the theater, so I could see most of the stage, but I also had a great view into the pit. And I think it may have been, Ken, when the lights go down and then the music stand lights reflect up on the conductor in the orchestra pit. And I was just amazed by this sort of conductor giving the directions and down there.
And that was Claudio...
Happened to be Claudio Abbado, who I then went on to adore because he was conductor of the London Symphony at the time. And when I started going up to London to concerts, some of my greatest memories, either the proms or the concerts at, say, Festival Hall, were with Abbado. And it was Verdi, A Masked Ball. I've still got the program at home. And I'd sung in a very good church choir, but conducting had been sort of this hand waving over the the organ console at the choir. So to see this, I knew he wasn't making the sound, but he was sort of controlling it. So maybe that appealed to the control freak in me. And I'll never forget that moment.
You're still very much involved with music, I should say. Currently, you're musical director of the Olympia Symphony Orchestra in Olympia, Washington. And that orchestra, we're talking about some long-term institutions here. That's in its 65th season, another amazing achievement. You have a concert coming up April 22nd, playing my all-time favorite, probably a lot of people's, Beethoven's Ninth. Can you tell us a little bit about that and maybe where people can get more information and tickets if they want to go up to Olympia?
Our season this year, 65th, and it's also my 15th season there, so it's like a double anniversary. We called it Thinking Big, so we've tried to traverse some big repertoire works. We did the Tchaikovsky Fourth, his big breakthrough symphony, and then the Symphonie Fantastique, Berlioz. We did some Mahler, the Totenfeier, the blueprint of the Second Symphony. And then we did Schubert 9, just did Elgar's first, and we're ending the season with Beethoven 9. Because we did it 5 years ago, and then the board said they want to do it every 5 years as a big celebration. And it sells well, so they're happy about that. That's what they remember. I mean, it's great to pack out the house. And there's a very good choral society in Olympia, so we're happy to do it with them. They purchased the scores. We got the parts at the same time. And we always involve students from a high school, and this year it's Timberland High School. They're having 30 singers join that choir. And we're doing a commission piece on the same program, and it just happens to be the grandson of a former music director, and he's a music teacher in town. He plays viola in the orchestra. And we start the concert with Don Giovanni Overture, because that was the first piece the orchestra ever played.
Mozart.
In 1947. But then the orchestra was incorporated as a sort of a non-profit, as an association in 52, and that's the anniversaries we always celebrate. So that's April 22nd, and tickets will be available through the Washington Center for the Performing Arts in Olympia, or they can call the Olympia Symphony or check our website. So we have four wonderful soloists, and it's a nice way to end our big 65th season up there.
This might be a tougher one. In your years with PYP, Portland Youth Philharmonic, is there any one concert that stands out in your memory?
I mean, many do. I mean, I have tremendous memories of my time here, and it's funny, and I think David will agree that the scores that you do with the youth orchestra like this, where you have 8 or 10 weeks and then sectionals, you can really dig and explore and probe. So the works that I did with PYP, I think I know the best, or they, you know, you really know it from the inside out. I think Shostakovich 10, I think that was 99, was great. Something happened that night. Even I got scared.
Oh, what was that?
Well, just that we had played it in Salem the Wednesday before, and it had almost fallen apart several times. And I was like, well, should we have done this piece? And then we got to the Saturday, and something possessed them and took over. And it was just going so well and had this intensity that, I was like, wow, what is going on? And it was exciting.
Is there any explanation for that? Is that it kind of kicks in at a certain point with the musicians? Or
I think so, maybe. Just that it was at that perfect confluence of everything, or the penny really dropped and sank into place at the concert. We then took it on tour at the end of the year. That was the year we went down to New Zealand and Australia. Mm-hmm. So we got to play it many times, but that first time at the Schnitz was just quite incredible. I mean, I did some nice things here, and probably too many, actually, to remember. So.
But that's a good thing.
lots of great memories and experiences.
Oh, David, I want to get to you now. You're, of course, Portland Youth Philharmonic's current musical director, and you'll be celebrating your 10th year with the orchestra as part of the May 6th concert. So it's a very special concert. I wonder, can you tell us about the program and why you selected these pieces, including the Mussorgsky?
Well, last season, we played two world premieres, and the repertoire was a little more off the beaten path than even my normal years, which I keep quite varied. So I thought this would be a good time to explore three of the really top, most well-known pieces for symphony orchestra. So we played Beethoven's Fifth Symphony to open. We did Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony on the last program. And Pictures at an Exhibition in the Ravel orchestration is certainly a work that audiences have enjoyed, and for very good reason, for since it was arranged for orchestra in the 1920s. And the orchestra has a historical association with the Mussorgsky that goes back to the 50s. So it's good to bring it back. It hasn't been done in 10 years, 12 years, since before I got here.
I never did it.
But David, you'll be conducting the Mussorgsky.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be conducting the other pieces on the program, including one where David is a soloist on clarinet.
Yeah, this is a nice collaboration because we're going to do the Finzi Clarinet Concerto, and I had David up last year to Olympia to play it, and he conducted a couple of short works with the orchestra. And around that time, we started talking and thinking ahead, and he was very nice to say it would be nice to do this in Portland sometime. So I didn't know if this would have been, you know, with a Camerata concert or whatever, but he said he would like to put it on the last concert of his 10th anniversary. So I think it's wonderful the players get to see him perform. He was a clarinetist before he was a conductor, and he still chisels away at his craft there. And as I think it's wonderful to maintain, because a lot of people take up conducting and then they drop their instrument, don't they? Myself included. And so he said, let's do it again down with the PYP. And then he wanted me to open the concert. So we're doing a piece by George Butterworth. It's a piece I did here years ago, and the fact that this year is the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War, and Butterworth died at the Somme, and we recorded this piece, and I think David's quite fond of it, so he thought it'd make a nice choice to fit in and links it well with the Finzi.
Incredible program, but I can't end the interview without mentioning David, PYP's last concert in January, and this was Voices of Light. And this is one where the musicians and vocalists performed to a live projection of Carl Dreyer's silent film. And it's a classic film, The Passion of Joan of Arc. Everybody I've talked with who was there said it was one of the most moving experiences they've ever had at a concert hall. You must have gotten similar responses from people you've talked to.
It was very gratifying. We did a survey. I think we had nearly 300 responses to our online survey, and the vast majority of them were very happy that they attended it, and even those who had expectations were still stunned by that project. It was great, and the guest artists that we had, the choirs and the soloists, were all very happy to have been a part of it.
I guess if people miss that, there's no way to kind of see it again.
Unfortunately, there is no way to recreate the experience. The Blu-ray, the commercial Blu-ray is on sale now, which has the original recording of the music. And that's the closest that you can come. But it's not the same as being in the room with thousands of people while it's being presented live. There is no substitute for that. There were a lot of requests for another performance. perhaps somewhere down the road, that'll be possible. I hope it will be. It was a lot of work, and it was exhausting to put all that together. But it was one of the most satisfying things that we've done, and it brought PYP's abilities and reputation to thousands of people who had never heard it in person. So that was another great thing that happened.
Well, I wanted to end, David, where can our listeners find out more about PYP, of course, and then the upcoming concert on May 6th and buy tickets?
Well, they should certainly visit our website, portlandyouthphil.org, and they might consider subscribing to one of our social media feeds, either Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, to get some updates. We're shooting some rehearsal footage now and then. We're talking about possibly live streaming on one of the dress rehearsals to see what's going on in there. If there are any people who haven't heard the orchestra this year, please come. It has been a terrific year by any standard. I think this orchestra has been particularly fierce in performance. They take tremendous pride in what they've achieved. They know that they're a good orchestra, and they know that they have to bring something a little extra when they're on stage in front of an audience, and that is heightened when the audience is large and enthusiastic, which has been the case this year so far. So we'd love to see a lot of people who they've curious about orchestral music, never been to a concert. You don't have to worry about the normal rules that apply when you go to see other orchestras. You can just come and be as you are, behave as you like, dress as you like.
Applaud when you like.
Absolutely. We are not formal in that respect. The programming is similar to what any other orchestra does, but we want the environment to be less formal. And plus to see Hugh Edwards return to Portland. He hasn't been here since he left the Columbia Symphony. And pay tribute to someone who is a very important part of musical history in this town, and to see whether I can still play
the clarinet,
which is still an open question right now.
That's very nice of you. I would love to add, I think the orchestra is sounding amazing, and that's testimony to all the great work and the planting and the watering that's gone on with these bass programs and percussion and the feeder system and expansion and piwi and everything. And it's going to be very, very good. I mean, the orchestra is sounding excellent.
You and David, thanks very much for coming in and talking about a PYP with us today.
Pleasure was mine. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been talking with David Hattner, musical director of the Portland Youth Philharmonic, and Hugh Edwards, former musical director of PYP, and currently musical director of the Olympia Symphony Orchestra. With Hugh as guest conductor, PYP will be performing the last concert of their 94th season on Sunday, May 6th at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. Performance starts at 4 p.m. For concert details and tickets, you can check out their website, portlandyouthphil.org. I'm Ken Jones for KBOOS News In Depth.